Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Here we go.
Star
94.1.
Yesterday morning at this time, we talked to Ian, who wants us to go ghost hunting for a woman named Margot. Margot was a mentor to his wife about 15 years ago at an ad agency in Chicago. And now he wants us to find her. So she can come, hopefully, to Atlanta and surprise his wife at her 40th birthday party.
This is going to be so cool.
She knows we'll be calling. She has no idea why. And we'll go from there, okay?
Amazing. Yes, that's great.
All right, so you get to listen in.
Okay.
Putting you on hold and calling Margot.
Hello. Hi, Margot. This is Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for agreeing to come on with us on the show. We are tracking you down for an old friend of yours. Do you remember working with a woman named Jillian?
Yeah, I do.
It's
been a little while, but yeah, I do.
Well, she talks about you still to her husband, Ian, and Ian is going to be planning a 40th birthday party for Jillian and wants to include you as one of the guests, as one of the surprise guests for the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They live in Atlanta now, where our show is, and would love to include you and have you come be a part of the whole thing.
She's so lovely, and I loved working with her, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know. It has nothing to do with her at all. I guess I'm just a little bit concerned. There's some things that happened where I worked when we were working together that I don't know. He might not know everything that happened where we worked together and like why I left and why she left.
So,
go ahead.
I don't think we're sure what you're trying to say.
Can you give us any more explanation? Was it there some sort of weird parting of your friendship?
A little bit, yes. Okay, so to be completely honest, when I worked there, it was a totally different time of my life, and I was pretty much struggling with a lot of other things. So it ended up that I had to... So she ended up on the hook for something I did, and kind of came to a head, and I actually never fessed up to it, and she ended up getting fired for it.
Oh. That's terrible. And she doesn't know that it was your fault that she got fired.
No, she actually did. She begged me to turn myself over instead of her, and I just didn't. So I quit, and then she ended up getting fired.
So how weird that she talks highly of you still to her husband, and he doesn't know it.
Have you had any interaction at all
with her
since then, since all that happened?
No, not really, no. That's why I can't imagine that she would be thrilled if all of a sudden I showed up. Maybe she just being nice. I don't know why she'd be still saying something nice about me. I don't know, because I was not very nice then.
Margo's like, I wouldn't say nice things about myself.
I know.
Yeah. Have you ever apologized to her, or do
happened.
You?
No, I didn't. We it was such like a tense situation. We just parted ways and never spoke again about it. I don't know. Maybe she just really knew I was in a bad place. I can't imagine why she's still saying nice things
If you were invited to the party and you knew that she wanted you there, would you go?
I don't know. I would feel so strange. I mean, I guess not. It's stranger because I haven't talked to her. If I just showed up, I'd have to be. It seems if she was happy to see me there, then it would be nice to see her.
So are
I just
you...
want to ruin her night. It's not. Right. Okay, it's not about me. It's just like, what if she's not happy I'm there and it's her surprise party, and then it's like surprise, and then it's like this is your life, and then she's not happy I'm there.
I don't think she should go.
It could be a situation where bygones.
Really? Over
maybe.
Something like that? That got her fired? Maybe. She's a really super forgiving person.
Are you okay if we give your phone number to her husband?
Yeah. I can't imagine that he... I mean, she might just be being nice to this man that... I don't know who she married. Maybe it's a new guy and she just doesn't want him to know she had this... drama thing happened just because she wants to move past it and just says nice things, but
maybe.
Sure. I mean, maybe he doesn't know everything.
If he wants it, we'll pass your phone number along to him, and his name is Ian, and he may be in touch.
Okay.
Well, thanks for taking our call, Margo.
Sure. Thank you.
We'll come back in just a few minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show. We will talk to Ian.
I can't wait to hear what he thought about that.
And get his reaction, get his response, find out what he's going to do here in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
You have lots of choices in the morning, and you chose us. We appreciate that.
The Jeff and Jen Show,
Star 94.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.